Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen.
We'd like to invite you to come out and be a part of the men's prayer breakfast at the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church starting on Saturday the 3rd. That's Saturday, February the 3rd. Going to be starting at 8 o'clock in the morning. And so we would love to have you come up the mountain and be a part of this service that we're going to be having there. Brother Chad Watson from the Glory Land Baptist Church is going to be with us preaching the gospel that morning. And we would love to have you to come up and be with us. We've got the Middle Cross up now. They're going to be singing 180 Degrees. And this song is talking about being on a road and turning around and going another direction. And then right after that, we're going to be talking, we're going to be preaching a message on two gates, two ways, and two final destinations.
Started out walking on the road towards hell. There was nothing I could do to save myself. If I got what I deserved, I'd be in hell. I heard the good news from the preacher one day. It took his King James Bible to conviction my way. And the Holy Ghost extended God's amazing grace. God turned me 180 the moment he saved me. I was headed down, but now I'm going up. He made a new creature out of me. God turned me 180 degrees. With love, grace, and mercy, God turned me 180. Head held high, because my Savior is living inside. Heaven is my home, I'm glory bound. Try to live my life a witness of the sinner might see. The Lord Jesus Christ is living in me, and I can share with them God's word to be saved. As God turned me 180 the moment he saved me. I was headed down, but now I'm going up. He made a new creature out of me. God turned me 180 degrees. With love, grace, and mercy, God turned me 180. With love, grace, and mercy, God turned me 180.
We're going to be looking today at part number two of the message. And this is going to be out of Matthew chapter number 7, verse number 13. The Bible says, "Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be that go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." We're preaching on two gates, two ways, and two final destinations. And so this is going to be part two of the message as we go to a live recording from the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church.
Look, you can't get to heaven by yourself, friend. But I tell you, there's one that's walking before you. And when we fear the Lord, it brings us to a wisdom. Let me say this morning. In order for you to get on the right path, in order for you to get on the right road, you're going to have some wisdom. Now I want to tell you this morning that each and every one of us were born into sin, no doubt. But the Bible said in Proverbs chapter number 1, verse number 7, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of what? Knowledge. But fools despise wisdom and instruction." A fool rejects truth. A fool will reject instruction. A fool's going to reject warning, right? I've got it. I know the way I'm supposed to be going. You try to tell somebody, amen, which way to go these days, they're like, "I got this, I got my life, and I know exactly what to do." They're proud. I want you to know this morning that that pride will end in destruction. The Bible said, "Pride cometh before a fall," amen. So there is a point in your life where you got to realize, "I don't know what to do," and give up. You say, "Preacher, I'm in the middle of a fight. You're telling me to give up." I'm telling you to give it up, amen, and give it to the Lord, amen. Let God have your battles, amen. Let God have your life. Now listen, a wise man, he's going to be somebody that's much different. He's one who will receive truth. He's one you can talk to. A wise man will receive instruction. You tell him to do this, 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 and a wise man goes this, this, and this, amen. He does it. He's productive, amen. Well, I tell you, how many of y'all ever tried to tell somebody what to do and they wouldn't listen? Amen. Boy, you know how aggravating that is? If you just do it my way, it'd have been all right. But you had to go do it your way, and now it's a big mess. Amen. That's the way God looks at us. God's give us an instruction book on how to do things. As a mechanic, you know, we got books that's got torque specs in it. It's got all kinds of things. This, how many tells you how to do things, and if you don't torque it right, it'll fall off. Amen. You don't get it exactly perfect, it'll mess up. Amen, that's exactly right. You got to do it a certain way. Listen, a wise man's going to be one who's going to receive and listen to a warning. Think about this. If I told you this morning, now listen, you can't be going down there to Big and Kathy's house. Don't be going over Mills Gap and bypass the warning signs, because if you do, you're going to fall in a hole. Literally. The bridge is out. Amen. But I bet you, if you used to take a camera to Mills Gap in Fruitland, North Carolina, and stand there and watch, there's people going around them signs and thinks they're going to get over that creek. Brother Eddie said he seen it. Ignoring a fool. Listen to me. They didn't put that sign there for no reason, amen. There's a bridge out down the road. They already know it's high. The best thing you can do is just say, hey, I agree with what they say, and I'm going to go around. I'm going to save myself some time. Now look at the text. I noticed some things in this text. Now notice that the gate is mentioned first. Watch this. Look at verse number 13. Enter ye in at the straight gate, right? That's the first thing that's mentioned, the straight gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be that go in thereat. Look at the second. Even in both verses, the gate's mentioned. Look, in both verses, we find because straight is the gate and there is the way that which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Notice that in both verses 13 and 14, it specifically mentions this straight gate. Now, why is that? That's because it's the main topic. It's what you're supposed to be looking at. You're not supposed to be looking at anything else in the text. All he wants you to see is the straight gate. Y'all with me this morning? The main thing he wants you to see is that straight gate. Well, I'm going to be honest with you this morning. We understand that, you say, what is this gate? What are we talking about by these gates? What are we dealing with this morning? What are we looking at? Well, think about it this way. Every single one of us were born into what? Sin. Yes. So we entered into the wide gate by birth. And we all entered this wide gate by the natural birth or our physical birth. We're all born into sin. Romans chapter 3, verse number 10. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. Verse 12 says, they are all gone out of the way. They are all gone out of the way. Y'all listening? They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Every single person that's on the wide way came into that situation by being born into it. All have sinned, the Bible says in Romans 3:23. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We were all born sinners. You say, how can that be, preacher? Well, if you go all the way back, amen, to our father, amen, Adam, you go all, I'm talking about before the flood. I'm talking about when creation began, amen. I'm talking about all the way back there. God said this, the day that you eat of the tree thereof, thou shalt surely die. And that day, amen, that Adam chose a different road, that day that Adam chose to leave by what the instruction of God and to become a fool and to eat what God said not to eat, that was the day that he entered into that wide gate, amen. That was the gate he entered into that broad way that leadeth unto destruction. So when we was born in this world, we were all placed, we went through the wide gate by birth, and we entered into the road that leadeth to destruction. Every one of us entered this world that way. There was no choice. We were born into it. Someone asked me one time, they said, preacher, what does a man have to do to go to hell? And my response to that was this, absolutely nothing. If you do absolutely nothing, you're on the broad way that leads to what? Destruction. And that destruction, if you just keep riding it out, you're going to end up in a place called hell because you never made a decision. Y'all with me this morning, all right? All right, hang in there. However, look at this. The broad way, it's an easy way. It's a way popular. It's a way of the proud. It's a way of the perverted. It's a way of the prodigal. However, the Lord is seeking to point us to a new direction. Notice the text one more time. If you will, look right there in verse number 14. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way, which leadeth unto life, and how many? Few there be that find it. Now you got to ask your question, why is it something hard to see? Is it what is it? No, it's rejection. It's because man has made a decision. It's because man is deciding to do something different. It's because man ignores it. It's there. It's for the taking. It's up for grabs. But man just keeps passing it by because of his own will. Y'all with me this morning? All right, now watch this. Now, particularly the last portion of the verse says this. The Word of God says, few there be that find it. And as one reads the text, without doubt, Jesus is trying to get us to choose to leave the broad way and to enter through the straight gate. Now think about what I'm saying. We entered the physical, and how did you become a human being? I mean, in a person and all those things? Through birth, right? You was born into it. You was born on, I mean, you came through the wide gate, amen, on the broad way that leads to destruction. However, there's another gate that the Lord Jesus Christ is trying to get you to see. That if you stay on this path, you're going to end up in eternity and die and go to hell. But he's trying to say, hey, hold on a minute. I've got another way in mind. Hold on a minute. I'm offering to you another pathway that you don't have to stay on this road that goes to destruction. The only way that you're going to see it is for you to meet the way maker. You say, what are you talking about, preacher? I'm telling you this morning that God Almighty, through the providential hand of God and through the love of the Lord, amen, what an awesome thing, amen. God seen all of us headed straight to hell, amen. We were on a pathway, amen. There was no stopping us. But I'll tell you, by the grace of God, God looked down and he said, oh, we can't let this happen. And he made a way for you and me to escape, amen, the fiery flames of hell. Thank God, I'll tell you this morning, you say, there's no fire escapes in hell. That's right. But there's one to get off the pathway to get you to the right place. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.